With the Old Breed, Disc 5.
We moved on and finally halted near an abandoned Japanese machine gun bunker built of coconut logs and coral rock. This bunker served as our patrol CP. We deployed around it and dug in. The area was just a few feet above the water level, and the coral was fairly loose. We dug the mortar gun pit within a few feet of the swamp water, about 30 feet from the bunker. Visibility through the swamp was limited to a few feet by the dense tangle of mangrove roots on three sides of the patrol's defense perimeter. We didn't register in the gun because we had to maintain absolute quiet at all times. If we made noise, we would lose the element of surprise should the Japanese try to come across the area. We simply aimed the mortar in the direction we would be most likely to fire. We ate our rations, checked our weapons, and prepared for a long night. We received the password as darkness settled on us, and a drizzling rain began. We felt isolated, listening to moisture dripping from the trees and splashing softly into the swamp. It was the darkest night I ever saw. The overcast sky was as black as the dripping mangroves that walled us in. I had the sensation of being in a great black hole, and reached out to touch the sides of the gun pit to orient myself. Slowly, the reality of it all formed in my mind. We were expendable. It was difficult to accept. We come from a nation and a culture that values life and the individual. To find oneself in a situation where your life seems of little value is the ultimate in loneliness. It is a humbling experience. Most of the combat veterans had already grappled with this realization on Guadalcanal or Gloucester, but it struck me out in that swamp. George Sarrett, a Gloucester veteran, was in the gun pit with me, and we tried to cheer each other up. In low tones, he talked of his boyhood in Texas and about Gloucester. Word came that Haney was crawling along, checking positions.
"What's the password?"
whispered Haney as he crawled up to us. George and I both whispered the password.
"Good," said Haney. "You guys be on the alert, you hear?"
"Okay, Haney,"
we said. He crawled over to the CP, where I assumed he settled down.
"I guess he'll be still for a while now," I said.
"Hope the hell you're right,"
answered George. Well, I wasn't, because in less than an hour, Haney made the rounds again.
"What's the password?"
he whispered as he poked his head up to the edge of our hole. We told him.
"Good," he said. "You guys check your weapons. Got a round in the chamber?"
he asked each of us. We answered yes.
"Okay, stand by with that mortar. If the Nips come through this swamp at high port with fixed bayonets, you'll need to fire HE and flares as fast as you can."
He crawled off.
"Wish that Asiatic old boy would settle down. He makes me nervous. He acts like we're a bunch of green boots,"
my companion growled. George was a cool-headed, self-possessed veteran, and he spoke my sentiments. Haney was making me jittery, too.